Guess what?
What?
Indus Fest?
Indus Fest?
It's over.
Fuck.
Son of a bitch. This is episode one of Region Lock Podcast.
It's actually happening.
It's actually happening. J12A here, taking the lead with the Holstein dudes today, and with me are Oat16 and, by popular demand, UTD Legend.
There you go, everybody. Now your head can explode because you finally heard him.
Or some may call him Tim.
Tim.
Yeah. Why am I called Tim as well?
You know. We really should explain.
Yeah. Go ahead and explain.
When we tried to record one of the times, we couldn't get you on Skype. You had something wrong with your computer, trying to defragment it. When you did pop on Skype, all we got was a T, and then poof, gone. We're like, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
T? So I was like, what's he trying to say? Him? Maybe.
And that's where we got the name Tim.
But you know what? We've decided that the reason we haven't been able to record, it's the curse of Tim.
But we broke that curse now.
We're as of today.
All on the same Skype line.
We no longer have to worry about the curse of Tim.
Yes, it's officially gone.
So how have you been doing, UTD?
Okay. Yeah.
So just okay?
Yeah. Don't really know what to say. First episode, nerves.
Have you been playing a lot of Uncharted?
Yeah, I'm not really liking it that much.
Oh, snap.
Oh, and now it begins.
And everybody just stop and listen to episode one.
Yep. Yep, we're dead now.
What didn't you like about it, man?
Just thought it was overhyped. It's not really as good as everyone says.
I thought it was good. It's a great game, but yeah, it was really, really overhyped.
I don't know. I played the demo. I thought multiplayer was...
Yeah, it's fun, but after a while, like, when you're actually play it, and it's like, oh, dude, this is awesome, then after a while, it's like, well, okay, what else?
No, I was really taken aback by it. I was playing, and then suddenly at the end of the round, a tank fucking showed up and ran me over. I was like, what in the hell is going on?
Yeah, that happens in the regular multiplayer too. But yeah, I don't know, I'm in the same boat as UTD. I like the game, no doubt, but it was very, very overhyped. Especially by some, you know, PlayStation podcast that I'm not going to mention.
Oh, not going to mention?
Yeah.
No. It just happens to have stuff from PlayStation and then podcast.
Yeah, they have a certain nation of listeners following them. But yeah, it was a good game, but I don't think I'm putting much more time in it.
I thought you said you were going to sell it.
I might not. I'm not sure yet. Because I might just want to go back and trophy hole it, because it's pretty easy to platinum it. Because none of it's a multiplayer. There's only two trophies for multiplayer, and the rest are single player.
Or.
It happens.
Or.
There's a lot worse out there, trust me.
Howlett.
So you haven't played Uncharted yet either, have you?
No, I haven't played it at all. Actually, I don't know. The single player looks somewhat good, but I've been engrossed with Borderlands, which probably everybody knows.
Yep, I'm in the same boat with you.
You get it yet, UTD?
I've picked it up, but I've not had a chance to play it yet.
Oh.
Oh, man, when you do, it's awesome.
Are you going to play it right after this?
Probably not till tomorrow, no.
Oh, fail. We all got to get on a co-op game going.
Yes. Fourth player, too, for that.
We don't have to, but we can.
Oh, I suppose.
So, have you decided what class you want to do, UTD?
Probably Soldier. Okay. That's the most fun class.
Well, that's debatable, but yeah, I picked up Soldier, too. Rebel and Crash, when I was playing with them, they're both using the Siren class. And that bitch can run fast.
Oh, yeah.
That's one thing I don't like about Soldier is that he's kind of slow. And I actually started the game with Villainous the other night, and I picked Hunter. And he is fast, too. I was like, man, my guy's really slow then. I wonder what it'd be like to use the other guy. What's his name? The big-ass guy?
I don't know.
Brick? Isn't it Brick or something? Something like that.
Yeah, I think that's his name.
Yeah, I wonder.
Isn't he a brute? I thought he was supposed to have a strong punch.
I wouldn't know. I haven't even tried him yet. But yeah, it's a really, really awesome game. I was really surprised with it. Thanks to you, Rebel. I got hyped up for it, and I picked it up the first day it came out. I was like, sweet. It's awesome. It's very awesome.
Told you you'd like it.
It's Halo, but with fun added.
Oh, don't say that. Now we've lost all our listeners. If they didn't leave before, now they're gone.
Yeah, that was the whole plan. But yeah, we'll get into more later.
Yep, definitely. More impressions later. I plan on maxing out all the characters just so I can do a good review of each separate character and whatnot.
And at the rate you're going, that should be, what, like, tomorrow?
Oh, maybe.
Seriously, man, you already beat the game already.
Well, I just kind of maxed out my time on it first 2 days I had it.
I wish I could do that, but we only have one TV. Well, I have two, but only one HD TV. Rebel, is there anything else you've been playing besides Borderlands?
Say I have. I mean, Borderlands is pretty time-consuming. You can do a lot of stuff there. You got you got gun collecting. This is pretty awesome. I mean, if you like to do that. I've heard people compare it to Diablo.
Mm-hmm.
Not so sure about that. I've never played Diablo.
Yeah, me neither. How about you, UTD? I know you've been playing FIFA. You just tweeted about that earlier.
Yeah, a lot of FIFA, but not much apart from FIFA.
Okay, so what's with this FIFA? What's so great about this?
Oh, snap. Here we go.
No, go. I want to know. I really do.
I'm getting ready. I got my drinker here. Got some food. I'm ready to listen. Come on, UTD. Tell me why FIFA's good.
Oates is ready to camp.
Well, wait till the episode when we have Alex on.
Okay, fair enough.
Alex?
Spared from VGEvo.
Oh.
Yeah, we promised him he can be on an episode. And him and UTD can geek out about FIFA.
Oh, well, there we go. A reason to tune in later.
Okay, really. Rebel's been playing Borderlands. UTD's been playing FIFA. That's it. Can you at least play more than one game a week so we can talk about something?
No. I don't multitask.
Nah, that's true. It sucks because I'm in kind of the same boat too. I've only played Borderlands. Played Uno for a little bit last night, but that's about it.
Uno.
Yes.
Card game.
Electronic card games for the lose.
You know, when they put Magic on the PS3, that's what I'm calling it.
Other than Borderlands, it's been in my PS3 ever since I got it.
Yes, same here.
Yeah, so not much of a what we've been playing section, huh?
No, I mean, there's nothing more we can go off with. I mean, I don't have that many games right now. But a lot of people are saying, oh, I'm going to get it for the PC.
Yeah, and that's funny because they actually come out tomorrow. But the reason people are getting for the PC is because Steam had a deal going on where you get 4 copies for like $130 or $140. So people would pitch in and get it, and you would essentially get the game for like $35.
I might just get it for the PC too. I don't know.
Jesus
just depends.
Christ,
what? it's on Steam, so it might go cheap.
Yeah, that's true, but
if it goes to 15, how can I resist?
That's about it.
Do you do any computer gaming, UTD? Oh, wait, never mind. You have an Apple
II. Oh, he has an Apple II, man. You can maybe run Solitaire, maybe.
Sweet!
It's an awesome game.
Nah, that crashes as well.
What's all this hype around Critic Crunch?
That's just the PlayStation Nation hype.
Oh.
There's nothing to it. I tried the demo that came out on Thursday here, and it was like, really? This is it?
What is it about? I don't even know.
It's a puzzle game. It's hard to explain. You have to try it. But the big hype about it is that it's all 100% fully hands-on, which I give them credit for that. But at the same time,
hands-on.
It's not a very fun game to play. But since Torgo got all crazy about it, everybody else got to say crazy about it.
What's that I hear? I hear flame emails coming already.
Ah, whatever. We can delete those. So, I don't know. Yeah, you didn't get to try the demo?
No. I've been playing Borderlands. I don't break for anything.
How about you, UTD? Did you get to try it?
Nah, it's not out there yet.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
Oh, so as of now, it's region locked.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, you could just get a US account and download it from the US store.
Shameless self.
And not time to check the store update this week, so I'll probably download it after this.
Wait, don't waste your time.
I'm running out of room on my hard drive.
Son of a bitch.
That's my line.
I stole your line.
But no, I want to get a new drive, but then again, I could use to get a new drive from a computer. So I don't really know what I'm going to do with that.
How big of a hard drive do you have?
On my PS3?
Yeah.
It's only a 40.
Only a 40? For real?
Yeah.
Huh. Damn, that sucks. How about you, UTD? How much, how big of a hard drive you got on your PS3?
Same as Rebel Fighter.
How do y'all survive with 40 gigs? Holy shit, I used that up in like 2 months after I got it.
Yeah, especially since I have the mag beta on there. That monster.
Oh, it's not even worth it.
Oh, come on. It's not that bad.
I didn't like it. I downloaded it. I spent the whole hour it took to download the first 2 gig update. Then I played it for 10 minutes and deleted it.
I don't understand how some people can just drop right in and play. For me, it was pretty straightforward. You load in, you take the objective, you take the second objective, done.
I didn't have very much fun with it, but it's all good. To each their own.
I had fun. I don't know, I like level building. I like being able to upgrade my class, and that's probably why I like Borderlands quite a bit, is because I can upgrade my class. I can get better weapons.
True, but I didn't play enough of Mag to experience that, so I don't know. I wonder if I could give a fair opinion of it, but it just wasn't fun. It wasn't original. I can't say that, because most games aren't original, but it didn't do anything different. And for me, if it's going to be a shooter, it has to do something different to make it stand out. Otherwise, it's just a normal shooter, you know? That's why I like Borderlands so much, because it is very different from any other shooter that's out there right now.
Oh, that is true. And, you know, I mean, some of the problems people are having with it is they're comparing it to Fallout 3.
Yeah.
Fallout 3, it's good, but it was kind of bland. All the landscapes look the same. All the dungeons look the same. I mean, everything was the same.
Well, you can say that about Borderlands 2. It just has more style to it.
Well, I mean, I guess it's Nameless Wastes in Borderland, but really it's more like an alien Nameless Waste. You still have other stuff in there. It's not the same stuff repeated over and over again. Each location has a different look to it.
That's true, yeah.
It's more alien than apocalyptic, and I like that more.
Yeah, I can go over. I can see that.
And then your guns don't deplete, and you have to fix them over and over again, like with Fallout 3.
And they don't break, which is retarded.
God.
Did you ever play Fallout 3 UTD?
Yeah. I think the same as Rebel about it. It's bland, boring, really.
Mm-hmm. I played it for a little bit, but that was when I was crazy obsessed with Street Fighter 4. I didn't have enough time for Fallout 3 because I was putting all my time into Street Fighter.
Fighter. Are you going to get Super Street Fighter?
More than likely. I'm pretty sure I will.
Fail.
I don't know. I don't think I need another game for a long time now that I got Borderlands. So we'll see.
Well, I guess that's it. Anything you want to talk about, UTD?
No, don't think so.
Okay, I guess that's it. Should we go right to the emails?
No, let's go to break real quick.
Break?
Break.
Okay, I guess we're going to break.
What manner of man are you that can summon up fire without flint or tinder?
I'm an enchanted.
By what name are you known?
There are some who call me Tim.
Greetings, Tim the Enchanter.
Greetings, King Arthur.
You know my name?
I do. You seek the Holy Grail.
That is our quest. You know much that is hidden, O Tim.
Quite.
No, and we're back from the break.
Yes, we are. And,
We definitely wanted to get a few more impressions on Uncharted.
Yep, that's our next topic here is Uncharted 2 and why we think it's just a little bit overhyped. UTD, you're not finished with it, are you?
No, I'm on chapter 23 and getting kind of pissed off with it, so I don't ever have to finish it on it.
So, you were the one that stated earlier too, and I agreed with it, is that you thought it was overhyped?
Yeah.
So, what do you base that off of? Well, what do you think was overhyped about it?
Just like everyone saying it's the best game ever. Like, mm-hmm. You're going into it, you're expecting it to be like amazing, like no bugs or nothing wrong with it. But it's I got stuck in a wall for about half an hour.
Jeez.
A half an hour? That sucks.
And then
is it one of those things where you don't want to start over because you don't want to be like, oh shit, like I do all that again?
Yeah, it was in an annoying part, so.
Damn, that sucks, man. So did that kind of change your opinion about it? You're just kind of bummed out because you got stuck in the wall?
The first one was like more puzzles, like more fun.
Yeah, like, I've seen that too.
Or shooting.
Yeah, there's only like two, maybe three major puzzles in there that you had to do, and it took maybe 5 minutes to figure them out.
Yeah, the puzzles aren't really hard.
But yeah, I understand that. There is just a lot of over and over, you know, kill, you know, 600 guys here, move on, kill two guys and kill another 800. You know, yeah, that's an exaggeration, but I get you. I thought it was overhyped too. I was still having fun with it, no doubt. But at the same time, I was expecting more.
Was it at least cinematic?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Jason from Indus has been saying that a couple of times, that, you know, it was a great movie.
Ah.
Yeah. And that's kind of true, because the whole time, you don't really feel like you're playing a game, really. It's hard to explain what I got of it, and that's not very good for podcasting, I think. But I liked it, but people need to seriously stop jizzing themselves over it, because it's not that great.
It seemed to me like the character could have easily been replaced by Indiana Jones. I mean, that's just the type of character he comes off as.
Yeah, I think, well, that's who he's modeled after, so I guess that would make sense. And the twist in Uncharted 2, which I think you've seen already, but we're not going to mention because people are still playing it. I kind of wish that they didn't do it, because I can't say much without giving away. But like in the first one, everybody got kind of upset with the whole zombies coming out of nowhere thing. But I kind of liked it because it adds that element of supernatural to it, to where...
Zombies?
Well, there were zombies, but not zombies. Like Zombieland zombies, they are just deformed creatures.
Oh.
But I liked it. I thought that was like, whoa, that came out of nowhere. And it worked for me because I like that supernatural element in adventure games and movies, like in Indiana Jones when they opened the Pandora's box or whatever it was, and everybody got melted and shit. It was still rooted in history a little bit, but it was still supernatural, and it was really cool. I like that. And
that's why, true.
Like, the first one and the second one, they shied away from that with this twist that they did. And I don't know. It worked for some people. It didn't work for me.
Well, it would have gotten tiring if they just did zombies again.
Well, yeah, but I was talking about... Well, you have to play the game to understand what we're talking about.
Well, still, though, I mean, coming from a storytelling perspective, if you put zombies in the second one, they're going to be like, oh, more zombies?
And actually, Nathan Drake refers to it. He goes, if I had to shoot another zombie... Just randomly walking around. It's really funny. Other than that, the multiplayer is really fun to a certain extent. If you're playing with random people, it's a lot. It's really boring, but it's one of those games you have to play with friends to make it fun. Have you touched the multiplayer at all, UTD?
I don't like the competitive. The competitive is kind of rubbish. Don't really like it.
Our first rubbish on the ROP. There we go.
Rubbish.
Nice. We got it. We got it out of them.
Coffee.
I need to get that soundbite.
But not really played the competitive with friends, so it might be more fun then.
Yeah, you should try it out at least once. I don't know. I might sell it, like I said earlier, but it might not. I'm not sure yet. But
the co-op's fun.
Oh yeah, no doubt. That's a lot of fun. The survival mode where you gotta survive as long as possible. That's a lot of fun too.
I like co-op.
Yeah.
And speaking of co-op. You know,
Borderlands.
Just going straight into that one. Borderlands just is the exact opposite of Uncharted, to where I had no pre-knowledge of it before it came out. I mean, I've seen screenshots and videos,
yes,
but wasn't really into it. And Rebel here, you know, got me all hyped up for it. And when I finally got it, I had no idea what to expect. I was like, yeah. And when I played it, I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, I don't know. I just like the loot. I like first-person shooters, and I like to build upgrade my weapons. I figured, you know what? This has got to be at least somewhat decent and entertaining.
Yeah.
I don't know. I like finding shinier and prettier weapons. I don't know about you.
I might be getting a little bit more enjoyment out of it because I didn't have that stigma attached to it that's gonna be awesome like I had with Uncharted.
That is true. I mean, if you don't have that precedent before there that says, oh, I'm going to love this game, and then you get in, you're like, oh.
Yeah, and I think that could be a big contributing factor to how much I like either of them, because by far, Borderlands is better than Uncharted, with no question about it. But I'm in a very, very small minority with that. But it was a lot of fun.
I mean, what kind of expectations do you have, UTD, of Borderlands?
I've been out for it, but like the past few days I've been trying not to get so out just in case it turns out to be like Uncharted.
Oh, that makes sense.
But, yeah. But you won't be disappointed because it's a lot of fun.
I hope so.
And, you know, it helps that other podcasts, not mentioning names again, aren't hyping up to be crazy good.
You're going to get piled with flame.
Dude, we survived, 2 months of nonstop flaming? I'm pretty sure we can survive some flaming that we mentioned on our podcast. So I'm good.
Are we the Flame Podcast then? We get to get flamed a lot.
We're going to, but I don't really care. talk some more, Rebel, about the mechanics of Borderlands that some people might not know about.
Well, I mean, a lot of people do compare Borderlands to the playing of Halo. And I mean, I guess it kind of feels like it, but it takes Halo and almost moves a step forwards.
Well, I think the only thing that has to do with Halo is the jumping.
Oh, yeah, that jump is a little floaty. But that's fun, too, because I like to be able to jump in places that you wouldn't usually be able to go.
Yeah.
Because, like, you're jumping on buildings, you're trying to find where loot is hidden. I mean, it's not really that well hidden, except for a certain amount of quests where you just gotta find this piece and you don't know where the fuck it is. It's annoying.
Yeah.
But otherwise, I don't know, I think it's fun. It takes some pretty good elements. The machine guns, though, does seem a little bit like it. I don't know, it's hard to place. But other than that, it's more than just gunplay and billions of guns. I mean, you don't really customize the guns themselves.
Yeah.
You just find them, and they have different elements attached to them and on different modifiers.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people on VGVo right now that are kind of contemplating Borderlands because, you know, they don't know much about it. And that's understandable because I didn't know much about it either. But I think that Borderlands is a better investment of your money and time compared to Uncharted. And I like I said earlier, I'm in the small minority that thinks that. But Uncharted 2, the single player, if you're not all about the multiplayer, single player will maybe last you 8 to 10 hours. After that, you can go through it again, but the game's not going to change at all. You know, it's going to be the same thing the whole time, just a little bit harder. But Borderlands, you know, you have hours and upon hours you can sink to it and just scratch the tip of the iceberg like I have. I've put maybe 13 hours into it so far. And I'm only at level 21 in the first class. And there's 4 different classes you can do with totally different attributes and different skill sets.
Yes, completely different. Because I started out with the Hunter, and I went right into the Siren because I didn't like the Hunter right off. And you know what? I found what I like there.
Mm-hmm. And what it does is that because they're so different, you know, each time you play the game, it's going to be a different game because the skill sets are so different. And another plus is that after you finish game, there's a new game plus to where you keep all your items and all your skills and you start the game over and all the enemies are harder. You get more experience and bigger guns. So it adds gameplay upon gameplay, which is an incredible deal in this day and age where, you know, you play a game for 12 hours and you're done with it.
Yes, I've already reached my second playthrough. And I have to say, I mean, it's awesome. Because you start off with all your same weapons, and you pick up better weapons than that, and the enemies are harder. I mean, it's the same story, but
I
just like
really
to improve.
There's not really a story there. There's a small story, but there's not really a story. The focus on it is on the gameplay, and it succeeds in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
I only have a few gripes about it, and one of them is the loading time.
Oh, God.
The loading time can turn some people off because every time you go to a different area, it loads for maybe 45 seconds to a minute. And it's a long time. And there's actually a mandatory install on the PS3 version, at least, for like 2.6 gigs and still takes a long time to load. So I was hoping they can maybe at least let us install more, so cut down on that time.
Yeah, the load time is quite a bit. And a few other things that people have problems with. I've had a problem with getting the voice to work online. It's not very clear.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
I don't think it's the PS3's fault. I think it's the network.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But other than that, something that may throw people off is that when you load up, it actually kind of renders the graphics in front of you. It's really odd the way it does that.
Yeah, it loads all the textures right there. Like when you start up an area, it's going to look very ugly, and then you just sit there for a few seconds and you see everything start loading up, and it throws you for a trip too. It happens a lot.
I don't know if that was put in there purposely though, or if it was just a byproduct of them having such well detailed textures, because it's pretty detailed.
Oh yeah, no doubt, it's very detailed. But like you said, yeah, it could just be a byproduct of the art style and the scope of the levels. Levels are huge.
But the whole deal with it, too, is in the beginning you actually get a HUD that you attach on. Was it the Echo System?
Yeah.
And then that becomes an overlay for everything you do. It allows you to access your weapons, your skills, and everything. Now, it kind of makes sense because every time you enter a new area, it initializes. You actually see an initialization screen. So if that's initializing, it kind of fits in with why the textures would load up so slowly, almost like the actual HUD system is loading.
I never thought about that. That could be it.
I'm not sure, though. I mean, maybe they're just like, oh, hey, this kind of fits. We can do it this way and explain everything.
Yes, there's so much there to Borderlands than more that meets the eye. It looks just like your average shooter, but it's not at all.
Oh, is that UTD? You want to play now?
Yeah.
It's very, very fun. I'd recommend if you had a choice between Borderlands and Uncharted 2, pick Borderlands. Because if you're playing by yourself or you're playing with friends, which is supports 4-player co-op or 2-player split screen local, which is awesome because me and my girlfriend play it all the time, you know, it goes a long way. It really does. It's a lot of fun. You can, when you're leveling up your guy in single player, you can go to one of your friends who are at lower levels and you can go help them out. You know, give them a few items that are good for them, but you have no use for. It has that great community aspect where, you know, hey, I got this over here. I don't need it. And, you know, who wants it? You know, you join their game, drop it for them. They pick it up in the stairs now.
I remember, actually, I was talking about how we wanted to actually set up an actual website so that we could do a trading system, like an actual Borderlands website.
Or we can just put that on our website, maybe.
Yeah, we could put it on the Region Lock Podcast website. Maybe start a trading system so people can trade items back and forth and whatnot, and maybe set up a co-op. What I'm really hoping is that maybe people, once they level up, we could start like a tournament type thing for level 50s and level 40s, and we could get some actual testing out the arena play.
Dude, that would be really, really cool. I'd never thought about that, because that would be really easy to manage. You can start a duo up anywhere, too.
Yes, exactly. And then, I mean, I think this could be huge. You could really get some good tournament play out of this because there's so much customization between characters.
That's a very good idea, man. I had never thought about that.
Each person's going to be different. Each person's going to have a different playing style and different items.
Because what we're talking about here is the game is co-op, but what you can do is when you're in a co-op game, you can melee hit the other person, and if they hit you back, it starts like this arena battle where you two fight each other off.
And then there's separate arenas actually in the game where you can meet and fight. And I'm wondering what that has to do with, if that's like 4-player or you could have team-based combat.
I think it's still just 2 players, but they're actually literal levels made for duels.
Oh, well, that's even better then.
Yeah. And see, that just adds more to that gameplay. Like we're talking about that Borderlands brings to the table that Uncharted doesn't. I'm not saying Uncharted isn't a good game. It's a great game. But that's it. After that, there's nothing more to it, you know? Borderlands has hours upon hours and hours that you can sink into it, that you get out of it as much as you're willing to put into it.
UTD is itching right now to go.
wants to go play, because he just picked it up today and he hasn't played it yet.
Why is calling to you?
It's just sitting there, man. Sitting there.
Well, play me. I wasn't getting bitched at to record. I could play it, Connor.
Maybe.
I think that's going to wrap up our Borderlands talk here, but expect a full review from all three of us, because all three of us have played it by next time we record. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to what you think about it, UTD.
And just a quick break. And we're back from break. The curse of Tim has been broken. We are back again for another recording the same day, and all three of us are together. It's official. Episode 1, we are here to stay.
It took long enough, but it's really awesome. I can't believe this. We actually got all on the same time, too. I have somebody to thank for that, but I'm going to leave that out of here. All right.
Oh. Yep, I think we're going to probably start off with our main feature, which is going to be the three games for the holiday season, and I'll pass it off to Oates to fill us in with that.
Alrighty, for it. Thanks for all three of you guys that sent in an email. Our feature was actually the top three games of this holiday season that you want that aren't called Modern Warfare 2, because I'm pretty sure that everybody and their mom is going to buy that game, and...
not my mom.
I'm not going to go into that subject right now. But there's a reason why we left out Modern Warfare 2. Let me just say that.
My mom plays Wheel of Fortune.
Nice. We do have three emails to read. I'm just going to make it quick. Thanks to all three of you that sent in. The first one is from Rman5K from VG Evo. He's a really cool dude. He goes, "Hey there, Region Locked. Is it really episode 1? Yes, it is. Feels like you've been around for so much longer. Here's my top three holiday games, and I'll call it Modern Warfare 2. Or at least the games that are on my birthday and Christmas list. Number one is Ratchet and Clank: A Crack in Time. He says, I love Ratchet and Clank, and he's very pumped up for the new game. And I've only played the PSP version of Ratchet and Clank, and it's on my list too. He says, number two, the PSN title Pixel Junk Shooter. He says, really hope this is out by the time the holidays roll around. Number three is the God of War collection. He goes, come on, God of War and trophies? Hell yeah, I agree. And he goes, most of the games I'm really excited for are pushed into next year, which a lot of them have been, is Gran Turismo 5 and Rage. I haven't heard much about that. I'll look it up. And that's from Jeff, a.k.a. Rman5K. Thank you, dude, for sending email. It's awesome.
Oh, yes, by the way, that sound you hear right after the end of this episode will erase your memory so you won't even know. There's no episode 1.
Nice. And our second email is from Spayard. I'm sorry if I mispronounced that, man. He's awesome for VGO. He's a cool dude. He's actually the guy that got Jack Bauer his Kiefer Sutherland autograph, right?
Yes. Great justice.
Yes, that was cool. He goes, hey, guys, Spayard here. I got some games that will be my top three. They are as follows. Uncharted 2. Even though that's coming soon, I'd consider it a holiday game. Borderlands, sweet. I have a feeling that this is going to do pretty well. Looks very promising. It is. Trust me, we've played it. Not because, you know, we played it beforehand, but
oh, yes.
Because it's already out. And he says, drum roll, please. This is most wanted holiday game is FIFA 10. That's right, I said it. You know, every footballer around the world is going to pick this game up day one. And UCD, did you get that day one?
Yep.
Oh, hell. He says, all right, I'm out of here. Have fun, guys. Good luck. Thank you very much, dude, for sending that in. That's awesome. Appreciate it.
His name's actually supposed to be Spaniard, but he spelled it wrong. But I think it still works.
Cool. I didn't know that. And yeah. The third one is from the one and only animated fan.
Oh, yes.
He's a pretty cool dude. He's the one of the mods on VG Evo. He says, "Hello, guys. I wanted to say congratulations on releasing the 0.5 introduction episode of the Region Lock podcast, and I look forward to listening to further episodes of Region Lock podcast. So my top three games that are not called Modern Warfare 2 that are coming out this holiday season are number three, Assassin's Creed 2. Number two,
good choice,
the God of War Collection. That one's really popular. And number one is Ratchet & Clank Future Crack in Time. He says, by the way, I will be buying Modern Warfare 2 when it comes out since I'm a Call of Duty 4 fan. But that's not the point of this email. Take care, guys. And again, congratulations on getting your podcast out after all the jokes that have been made about the show. No kidding. Thanks, Animated, for sending that in. Appreciate it. All right. Those are pretty good choices. Mine kind of reflect that, too. I'm going to go ahead and start off my list, and then I'll pass it to UTD. Mine, the number one game I want this holiday season is Lego Rock Band, because the set list for that game is pretty solid. It's really awesome. It has a few songs I really want. And I'm just going to buy it, export the songs to hard drive, and sell it. That's all I need it for. My trophy hoard a little bit, but that's it.
Or...
the second one on my list is Ratchet & Clank, also A Crack in Time. I never played any of the PS3 or PS2 versions of it, but I played the one on PSP and I really liked it, so I want to give it a try. I got the demo, still haven't played it. I don't know why.
I never played any of the Ratchet & Clanks. I've heard they're good though.
Yeah, they're good platformers. They're a lot of fun. I like the comedy in it. It's funny. My number one holiday game, actually, I think it's been pushed back to 2010 though. Oh crap. Anyways, it's Army of Two, the 40th day.
Oh, that's right. It is coming out, isn't it?
Yeah, I had a lot of fun with it. Me and my brother rented it one weekend and we stayed up all night playing it. And it was.
I have the first one.
Yeah, me too.
But nobody ever played it.
It was a lot of fun. So it's kind of have that sentimental value for me because me and my brother played it. So I'm kind of excited for that one. It was a lot of fun playing a local co-op game nowadays.
Well, one thing I like between that one, and it's similar with Borderlands, is that you can upgrade your weapons.
Yeah.
And that's why I liked it quite a bit, because I could always get a new weapon. I could always spend money on an upgrade.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that part too. Alrighty. And what about you, UTD? What are your three games that you want this holiday season?
First would be Assassin's Creed 2.
Yeah,
kind of a surprise.
Whoever follows you on Twitter should know that, because that's your avatar, right?
Yep.
I don't know. I didn't like the first one, man.
Uh-huh.
I really liked the first one. Finished it 6 times.
Holy crap, dude.
Nice.
Jeez. Now, I played it on the Xbox a while back, and at first it was really fun, but then it was the same thing over and over. But that's just me. I'm not hating on you for liking it. It's just, I didn't really like it.
Sneaking up on old ladies.
The dual takedown, though, that they showed at E3, that looks pretty badass.
Yeah.
Dual takedown is always awesome.
Yeah. All right.
That's why I liked, what was that ninja game that came out? Tenchu?
Which one?
That had dual takedowns.
There's been like 20 of those.
Really? I can't remember which one it was, but I remember I liked playing co-op with that one because you could do a dual takedown. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah. And what else were UCD?
Second, Little Big Planet PSP.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Is that coming out this season or is it next year?
November the 17th, I think.
Oh, nice, nice. Ooh. I was going to throw an iPad in there, but no, they had to go and delay it, bastards.
Dude. What? Really? The delayed iPad?
Yeah, for next year.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah, I was really looking forward to that one because that looks really badass.
It does look pretty cool. It looks like a lot of fun.
Yeah, and I know my nieces would go apeshit over it. I wanted to buy them one, but things just don't work out like you wanted to most time. And what else, UTD, what's your number one, man? Or your number three, or whatever it was.
And number three is kind of a surprise. New Super Mario Brothers Wii.
Oh, my God. A Wii game?
Yes. Yes.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to that one, too. It just looks pretty awesome.
Oh, it's Mario, dude. It's the same thing.
It's Mario. That's all you need to know.
Oh, I don't know.
I mean, come on. I haven't played a good platformer in a while, like since Paper Mario, probably, the one for the Wii.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, my girlfriend only likes 2D games. I mean, that's pretty much what she grew up with. And this new Super Mario Brothers with like 4-player co-op looks pretty awesome.
Yeah. So I guess I can see where you come from on that one. It's always fun to have your girlfriend to play a game with you.
You know what? The only thing I'm worried about is like playing online, because it looks like a douche game. Like you just pick somebody up and throw them right off the edge.
Nice.
Fuck you, man.
That sounds cool. And Rebel, you don't have a list, do you?
No. Borderlands is pretty much my only purchase. Unless something else comes up, I might have to sell something else to get it, but that's pretty much all I got. New Super Mario Brothers.
All right, fair enough. That's pretty much all you need, in my opinion. Borderlands is awesome.
Borderlands, yeah, I'm planning on just maxing out everything, but apparently we're supposed to stop talking about Borderlands.
Nice. How about UTD? Did you ever get a chance to play it?
No, not yet.
No.
I know who to blame, too. Nice.
Oh.
Yeah. I'm gonna pick on that person later.
We have to get that person on here sometime.
Maybe. There's...
Oh.
I don't know if they're cool enough. And that's pretty much about it for our feature. Not really sure what feature we're going to have next time record, but we'll let everybody know. We have a few emails to read, though. We've had these in our inbox for quite a while because, you know, shit didn't work out until now, and we're really excited that it did. I'm gonna go ahead and read these off.
These things had dust on them before I came around.
Yeah, these were here before even Rebel joined on. So our first email came from the one and only Arkham. Arkham's Razor on PSN, Arkham on VG Evo. He says, well, hello there, boys. Finally a podcast about spamming the shout box and favorite sport, football.
Spam.
I think those dumb Americans call it soccer, bunch of plebes. I hope you guys can enlighten these noobs about how great the Xbox 360 is. Not that useless black box from Phony. Oops, I mean Sony. Nice.
Harsh.
He goes, I look forward to hearing Legend speak through the recorder since the Helgans took his tongue. Nice. Have fun, ladies. There's nowhere to hide from the bat. LOL, Arkham. Thanks, Arkham, for sending that in, even though you're a douche. And I'm just kidding, man. You're awesome. We got one from an old friend. Unfortunately, she's not around anymore. She went off to school, but it's from Katie on VGvo. She's she was really cool. She goes, hi, AOTS and UTD. This is before you joined on Rebel. He goes, it's Katie. She goes, it's Katie. Congratulations on the new podcast, guys. Okay, since this is your first episode, I'll keep it short. What songs are you currently listening to? Can you dance to them? And do you dance to them? And describe how you dance to them.
You can dance if you want to.
Bye and good luck with the podcast. Thanks, Katie, for sending that in. Hopefully you hear this pretty soon here. But all right, UTD and Rebel, what do y'all listen to right now?
Billy Talent?
Oh, yeah. You had live blogged him when he went to his concert on our website,
yes.
Right?
That was a lot of fun. Definitely one of the best concerts I've ever been to.
Mm-hmm. And do you dance to Billy Talent?
If you say like headbanging and stuff like that is dancing, I guess.
Nice. All right. And UTD, what do you listen to? I know you listen to a lot of music.
It's Billy Talent, like Rebel.
Yes.
Sure, everyone who follows me on Twitter knows Jamie T.
Jamie T. Oh, I listened to one song and didn't like it. So, do you dance when you listen to either of those?
Not really, no.
Okay, good man. Nice. Me? I don't listen to much music, actually.
Hannah Montana?
No. ever since I joined VG Evo, I've just been listening to podcasts like all the time. That's what I listen to at work. If I do listen to music, right now I'm obsessing over Cage the Elephant, the band that did the intro song for Borderlands.
Yes, that's a good song.
It is a very good song. It's called Ain't No Rest for the Wicked. Go check it out if you can. And no, I don't dance. I have never danced in my entire life. So I can't really dance to that. Thanks, Kitty, for sending that email. Hopefully you'll be around VG over soon. That's really cool.
I need to meet this Katie.
Yeah, she's really cool. And our next one is from... Holy shit, we got a lot of emails. This is from Zippy Patrick.
Zippy.
He's on that PlayStation Nation... PlayStation Chat podcast. PlayStation Nation wannabes. It's all... I'm just kidding, guys. Yes, hey guys, it's Zippy. I just wanted to wish you good luck on the first recording of Dinosaur Cast. That was an old joke between him and UTD. Just a couple of quick questions. What is your favorite dinosaur? And two, if you had one as a pet, what would you name it?
What?
He goes, thanks, guys. And also, P.S., UTD is a team-killing turd.
Nice.
So, Rebel, what's your favorite dinosaur, man? Zippy wants to know.
I don't know. That's a hard question. Probably like the... Either it's the Tyrannosaurus Rex or it's the Raptor.
Yes.
The Raptors are quick.
Same for me, man. Ever since Jurassic Park, those have been my favorite.
Oh, yeah.
If you had one as a pet, what would you name it?
Oh, Yoshi.
Nice. Cool.
Definitely Yoshi.
And UTD, how about you, man?
Probably Yoshi, like Rebel.
Yes.
And what about the what kind of dinosaur?
Same as Rebel again.
Weak sauce. You know, just for that, I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to say my favorite is a Triceratops because they're badass. They'll fucking stab you with one of the horns. And I would name it Tim.
Tim? Tim the Triceratops. Nice.
Yeah, no kidding. And that was from Zippy. Thanks, man, for sending that in. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And this next one is from Andrew, otherwise known as Tears of Ash. He goes, hey guys, this is Andrew and or Tears of Ash from the Black Flower Music Podcast. And I wanted to say a lot of things, but I won't. I'll just say good luck and wish you a happy and successful podcast career. Also, please make a good show. I want something fun to listen to, damn it. Well, I don't know about fun to listen to, but I mean, we'll try. I mean,
we'll try.
Your show's pretty fun to listen to. So we'll see how this works out for you. Let me know. That's from Cheers to Ash, man. Thanks for sending that in. This is, I don't want to read this one. I'm just kidding. What? This is from Troublemaker, a.k.a. Devil Knight. He's pretty cool, dude. He's giving me shit earlier about Borderlands against Uncharted 2, but it's all good. He's cool. He goes, hey, UTD.
Oh, I remember that.
He goes, hey, UTD in the AOTS and Rebel. He goes, Troublemaker, a.k.a. Dark Knight here. Wanted to send you this email to congratulate you on your first episode. I've been busy lately, but I promise I'll be back to my regular routine soon. He goes, P.S. Update 3.0 sucks. Let's see if that dates this email for you, because that was back when 3.0 came out.
Wow.
Yeah, no kidding.
Wow.
And this next one, let me open this up real quick, is from Patriot Beatball, the one who named our podcast.
Yes.
He was just out of the blue nowhere on Twitter, and he came up with a pretty badass name.
Yeah, he brought me into VGAVO.
Yeah, oh yeah, I forgot about that. Patriot Beatball, thanks for giving us our third and name of our podcast. I guess we owe you quite a bit. Well, not really, because
awesome.
We're broke. He goes, congrats on episode one. Even though if it did take like a month to do, you guys are finally here. Glad you guys put this together, and whoever thought of your podcast name is bloody brilliant. I agree. Don't really have much to say other than congrats and that I'm looking forward to listen to you and listen to you blabber about things. He said, good luck, Patriots B-Ball 5460.
Nothing like shameless self-promoting.
No kidding. But still appreciate him, dude. He is a cool dude. Even though he retweets on Twitter like crazy. Oh, we got one from a douchebag. Do we really have to read it?
Yeah, I guess we do.
All right, then. It's from JWCW.
Oh.
He goes, hi, JWCW here. Just wanted to ask you douchebags a question. He goes, I kid. He goes, what you been playing, and what should we look forward to on your show? Hope it all goes well. Have fun on your games, JWCW. Well.
God, the interloper.
Well, we have a section of what we've been playing, so hopefully you listened to that earlier. Well, we're all playing Borderlands. Time to move on.
Was he the one who popped in when we were waiting for UTD?
Yeah, he's the one that popped in that one day.
Right around the time with the Tim incident, he's the one who popped in like twice. He fooled me because I didn't know who he was. Yeah. And then he fooled you because he changed his name to UTD Scott. Legend.
Yeah, that douche. But what to expect on our podcast? Hopefully a lot of random bullshit that is enjoyable to listen to about video games. And we're going to try to expand it as well from there, but we'll see. And thanks, JWCW, for sending that in. Our next one is from Artifact911. He goes, hey guys, Artifact911 here. Just wanted to say congrats on the podcast, and I have one super important question to ask. If you could have any superpower imaginable, what would it be? He says, if I had a choice, I would go with mind control. Artifact911.
Mind control.
Oh, yeah. All right, Rebel, what would you choose, man? Superpower.
Oh, jeez. Would it have to be... I don't really know. There's too many good ones. I would want the power to be able to control chi like in Dragon Ball Z, because apparently you can do everything if you can control your chi.
No kidding. Nice. I didn't think...
You could power up for like 5 days to stop the world.
Nice. All right, ETD, what power would you have, man?
Probably fly.
Somebody had to bring it up. So
that's a good one.
But it is, yeah, it's a good one. I would, I guess it's kind of the same boat, but not really. I would want to teleport.
Yes.
Teleportation would be sweet. I think that'd be pretty cool to do. Like Nightcrawler on X-Men.
We should seriously have teleportation already.
I know, dude.
Really?
You wake up like at 9:55, you'd have to be work at 10, just get dressed real quick and teleport over there.
Bam, done.
How awesome is that?
That would be great.
That would be great.
You know what? Like living wherever you live and teleport like 5 states away to go to your job.
Yeah, dude, that would be awesome. No traffic, no nothing.
Indus Fest. Everybody could go.
Oh, now that you brought up Indus Fest, our next one is from somebody that was at Indus Fest. Is Johnny is a boy. He goes, my ears are bleeding. Please, for the love of God and all that is good in this world, stop the humanity. He goes, while my ears are bleeding at the sound of UTD Legend's voice, he goes, at the sound of UTD Legend's undoubtedly horrid voice, I have a question. How well do you predict the PSP Go launch this holiday season? Will it be a success or failure? Also, if you have a PSP, do you plan on upgrading or do you personally feel any desire in getting a PSP Go at all? Oh, yours truly, Johnny is a boy, VG Evo for life. Well, considering it already came out, I don't know. I haven't seen any numbers about it, but...
Fail.
I wanted one. I actually sold my PSP to get one, but then I noticed how little I used my PSP. Because if I was at home, I'm playing my PS3. If I'm outdoors, I'm at work. So
exactly.
I really have no time for portable gaming, so I never really needed one. So I don't plan on getting a Go. How about you, UTD?
Same. I was planning on getting one, but then... I didn't really use my PSP anyway, mm-hmm. So there's no point.
But you have a PSP though, right?
And no, I sold it a few months ago.
Oh, no kidding. But then Little Big Planet PSP was one of your games you wanted.
Oh, yeah.
Nice. And you, Rebel, do you have a PSP at all?
No, I refuse to support it. This new PSP, all this digital crap, no way.
You don't like
it? That is bullshit. I like the used game market. I like to know if I wait and I'm patient, I can get my games for cheap. It's stupid for them to do it that way.
That's a good point. I never thought about that way, man.
They're trying to force this on us so that they can charge us full price for a game that's probably like 5 years old to 10 years old later down on the road. And I just don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm. Well, fair enough. All right, and thanks, Johnny is a boy, for sending that email in. Appreciate it. Here's the next one is from VGVO member Zhang Warriors. He was one of our first supporters and has been since then, so thanks, man. Appreciate it.
I haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, he's not on VGVO a lot, but he uses his VGVO blog quite a bit.
Ah.
He goes, congrats, guys. You are official podcasters. Woot. Hell yeah.
Woohoo.
He goes, okay, down to the question. Just recently, there have been reports about the PS3 Slim hitting 500,000 sold worldwide at just the first week. So do you think the PS3 has a chance in catching up with the 360? Well, I think so. It's getting there. They just announced a few minutes ago that Netflix streaming is coming to the PS3, so that's huge. You know, that's one thing, less thing that 360 owners can wag in the face of PS3 owners. And a couple weeks ago, Naughty Dog said that the next firmware update is going to have voice chat, cross-game voice chat, which
awesome.
It's another thing that people have been wanting. So I'm pretty sure it's catching up a lot quicker than people thought, with those two main features right there. So UTD, you have a 360, right?
No.
Oh, you don't? I thought you had.
No, I had one. I sold it.
Okay.
Before it red ringed.
Nice.
Yes. Smart.
So do both.
Very smart.
So do both of y'all think that it'll catch up to a 360?
Probably not. No.
No. I don't know. It's got a lot of momentum right now, and unfortunately, it probably won't catch up. But I do think they're taking steps.
Yeah, I think same thing here. He asks both me and UTD individual questions. This was before you're here, Rebel. Sorry. He goes, at AOTS, he goes, what is the real origin of your PSN name? I have a thread about this in the PlayStation Nation forums. You can check that. But since I'm nice, I'll let you know here. It's actually because back in the day, I used to watch Attack of the Show a lot. That was like one of my favorite shows on G4 before it got stupid. It was back when it was Kevin Rose was on there, the guy who founded Dig, and, you know, had Sarah.
Kevin Rose was on the original one?
Yeah, it was Kevin Rose and Kevin Pereira and Sarah Lane, Brandon Moran. Those guys were cool. Yeah, he was on there before he started Dig. He actually left G4 so he can go found that.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And that was where I got mine from, because that was the abbreviation for it. So that's what it is. It's AOTS because Attack of the Show. I used to really love that. I haven't changed it because it just stuck. I've used it everywhere I've been since here, since VGEvo. So, and I am the least creative person on the planet, so I couldn't think of one that would, you know, go with my interest well. Hey. So that's the origin of my PSN name. That's my name everywhere on the internet. And he goes, UTD, I think I know the answer to this one, but he goes, which is better and why, FIFA 10 or PES 10, which is Pro Evolution Soccer, right?
Yeah.
Pro Evolution Soccer.
All right, which one of those is better, UTD, which I'm pretty sure I know the answer.
FIFA, easily.
And what do you think is better between them?
I use Konami ID to, like, play online.
Oh, no shit? As,
yep.
Oh, that Metal Gear Online shit?
Yeah, and it's, like, laggy with four players. Whereas, like, FIFA, you play online, no Konami ID.
Oh, hell and yeah, dude. That would have killed it for me. That Konami ID shit sucked with Metal Gear Online. That was one of the reasons I quit playing Metal Gear Online, was because of that Konami ID shit. Holy hell, dude, I didn't know that. That sucks. And he goes...
That seems stupid.
It is very stupid. It was retarded. And he goes, keep on chucking guys, laters, Zhang Warriors. Thanks, man, for sending the email. That's actually the last of our emails. Oh, no, that was fun.
No, we had one from Bubba, didn't we? I had to figure it out, because it's just like, I just got to say, this email's got to be the, what in the hell is he thinking?
Yeah, I know. I didn't even ask that, because it really, it was weird. He goes, he asked what kind of foam or something that they use on the space shuttle or something like that. I don't have the email here, but he has something to do with the space shuttle.
It's what kind of glue does NASA use to secure the foam insulation on the shuttle external fuel tank?
Yeah, he said that, and I was like, what?
It's like, what?
That has nothing to do with video games or nothing. So I didn't throw that one in there.
Oh, God. It's like, okay, I'm not rocket scientist here.
Yeah, and
really?
So that's about it. That's all the emails we have here.
We have spam. We have spammy.
No, I just checked. We don't have them.
Oh, no spam.
It's all right though. But thanks, guys, for everybody that sent us an email. Appreciate it. That's about it for episode one. We should probably tell them how to get in contact with us, huh?
Oh wait, we have something else, don't we? The feature for the next one.
What is the feature for the next one?
We want you as the listeners to email us and see if we should have this feature in the podcast. It's the trophy watch.
Oh, yes.
Now, I want nothing to do with this travesty. It's all Oates, so you can talk to him about it.
I had the idea of throwing it in there since PS Station gave up on it. UCD doesn't want to do it. Rebel doesn't want to do it. But I think that it would bring a lot of listeners to our show. And that's always a good thing. And I don't think it would be that bad. I mean, come on, really?
Email us so we can get a poll and see how many people actually want this. If you want it, I guess we'll do it.
Yeah,
If
enough listeners want it, we'll do it. So go ahead and send us the email. We can email us at regionlockpodcast@yahoo.com. Go ahead and send us an email there. Let us know if you want the trophy watching here or not. And we'll do it if enough people want us to.
Unfortunately,
we have an awesome site constructed by Rebel here. He put in a lot of work to it, and it really shows. It's a really great site, man. It's a regionlockpodcast.squarespace.com. We're looking to get that changed pretty soon, so look out. We'll let you know on the website if it does, and it'll automatically redirect, so it wouldn't matter.
Yep.
But yeah, and you can follow us on Twitter. Each individually is mine's at AOTS16. UTD is at M. UTD Legend, because UTD Legend was apparently already taken. And at Rebel J12A, he's on Twitter as well. And we have a main Region Lock Podcast Twitter, which you can use to get updates about episodes coming out, and any news pertaining to Region Locked Podcast, it's at Region Locked. That's all it is, because apparently it doesn't let you do at Region Locked Podcast, but whatever.
We won't flood your Twitter. Really, we won't.
Yeah, well...
Not much, anyways.
One of us won't. You can always find all three of us on VGEvo.com. We're on there fairly often, I would say.
Every day. Pretty much every day.
Pretty much. That's where all three of us met. So I'm looking forward to that. If you just, there's a lot of easy ways to contact us, and you'll find out.
Oh yeah, I mean, we're not that hard to find.
Yeah, if you can go to VGEvo.com, you found us. You just PM us on there if you want us any questions about the show. We'll let you know. If you have any emails, random questions you want to know, just send them to regionlockpodcast@yahoo.com. And that's about it. That's all I can say.
What about the site changes, maybe? Possible Borderlands stuff, even though UTD is probably going to fillet us?
Yeah, we might start some Borderlands trading outposts on our website, so you can trade some items around, and also maybe some arena tournaments to where you can see who has the better character, which I think is pretty badass.
Yep, basically what we're going to probably be looking at is maybe one or two forums. I'm going to try to get out there, reformat them a little bit, make it look nice, so we can get some trading of items in there, meet up for co-op play, and then I'm going to try to start a tournament system and make it a tiered type thing. I'm going to see what I can do with Squarespace. You know, like for people who are level 50 at the highest level, that's probably going to be the ultimate tournament. But then for each character in separate areas, it's going to get really interesting because each character is going to be different.
Yeah,
and based on what you find and how you play.
That's very
cool. So I think this has a lot of potential.
Yes, very much so. So we're going to be looking forward to that. Look forward to that on our website here. That's about it. UTD, anything you want to add here at the end?
No, just let us know what you think about it. No. And if there's anything to change.
Yes, especially that. Feedback. We need feedback.
Yes.
This being our first episode, send us anything you have to say. If you loved it, you hated it, you wish it was never existed, I will kick you in the nuts and then maybe accept it. And we'll work on what we need to work on. That's
we have shirt designs too.
Yeah. We do have shirts designed, which I want to bring up thanks to Kelly Burgess of the Expo Deleted Podcast. She did our awesome logo, which you can find all over our website. I can't thank her enough for that. I can roll that into, check out the Expletive Deleted Podcast. They are the ones that got me interested in doing this podcast. So they are really my motivation for doing this, I can say. Rebel.
Yep, definitely. That's an awesome podcast.
Very awesome. Rebel, you got anything else to say, man?
You know what? I think that's pretty much it.
Holy fuck.
Son of a bitch. That's it. We're done.
Episode 1 has been recorded.
Party! Yay!
Thanks to all of y'all that have listened to this thing that we might call a podcast. We're kind of glad that you did. Well, really glad, actually. No, just
kind of glad. Only a little bit. Not totally glad.
Nice. All right, man. Well, everybody that listened, thanks. Appreciate it. Take it easy. We're going to try to get the second one out pretty soon as well. But
yep.
Hope you like it. See ya.
Bye. I think that went well.
That was awesome. Shit.
Well, if we had just started it and just done it, we could have already been done.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, I know, but still. Okay. All right. Ready? Hurry up and record. Go.
Okay.